You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Ukraine here are priced at 7-10. The draw is 23-10 and Wales are 5-1. In Hans Stad here sees Yarmolenko to score in a Ukraine win at 5-2. And on the Welsh side of things, Simon Church to score in a Wales win is the price of 14-1. Obviously, both sides have qualified for the Euros in the summer, so an ideal prep for both sides. They'll both be taking it seriously.
Yeah, I think they will do. And I just, you know, you've got to wonder how Wales will cope without their two best players. I wondered it in the Northern Ireland game, but you know, Northern Ireland have been brilliant, but I think the draw was the most obvious outcome in that match. This is a slightly different kettle of fish, isn't it, going to the Ukraine, who, you know, they're not an amazing team, but they're a very tight team. You don't tend to see an awful lot of goals in their matches. You look at, you know, even the qualifiers, yeah, they put three past Luxembourg and put three past Belarus, but beat Cyprus the other day in a friendly, but very rare that they score more than two at home against anyone. You know, in the upper echelons, if you like, of international football, you know, Wales have built their success on clean sheets away from home. They had the clean sheet in Cyprus, Israel, in Belgium, of course, as they went on that great qualifying run. So, you know, I think this is going to be a low scorer. And you know, whenever you look at an international game with nothing on it, and as you're getting closer to the return of domestic action, the draw has to loom large in your mind, I think. But Wales do look a tad big at 5-1, given what we've seen from them. Yeah. If they're at it, then I think that's an incredible price. But Bale, and without Ramsey, the players who can really break open a very tight, you know, tight tactical game, I think I'm going to side with the draw, even though it looks a big price in the face of it. I'd be looking at the unders. I think, you know, both teams will be happy with that. The draw and under 2.5 for me, 11-4, gives you a 0-0 or 1-1.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at the unders myself. Under 1.5 goals, I was only 13-8. I mean, we're used to 2-1, aren't we, in a Premier League contest? That's just too short to get involved in, I think. I mean, I looked at this fixture, I've always thought every time I've seen Ukraine play, which, okay, it's not going to be that often, but normally when they play England, I've thought they've, you know, they've been a decent side and never get the results they deserve. But, you know, there's some way behind Wales in the world rankings, you know. I know that people laugh at the world rankings, and even more people laugh at Wales. But Wales are 17 against Ukraine, 27. And so it doesn't really square with these odds, does it? 7-10, Ukraine, who only just beat Cyprus, as you say, 1-0 last week. The results haven't been that great. I think didn't they need the playoffs to qualify as well for the Euros?
Yeah.
There is something about that Wales 5-1 quote, especially when you think if you can get Scotland going to the Czech Republic when you've got Rabsy Nesbitt in the holding role and winning there. I mean, you know, there's almost a chance for Wales there. I'll play safe though, because without Bale and without Ramsey, you can't see Wales getting a bag full. But I'm going to go for the Welsh with a one goal start. I think that's the way to play, and that's odds against for that. That looks a good bet, that 5-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.